Blog Talk Radio.
That I have recorded over the last, 28 years. And I even have some clips next week of me when I was about 5 years old. So that'll be fun. And also tonight, I'm so excited. I have Rachel Sefton, Dr. Rachel Sefton, from my Higher Ground Band. She's joining us tonight, and I get to play several of her songs and interview her. And I just can't wait to share that because she's such a neat person and incredibly talented. So you have a great show ahead of you. I appreciate you tuning in. And I want to start out the evening with a song that I did with Roger Hughes. We did a duo. It's called Every Time I Hear That Song. It's by Brandi Carlile. I hope you enjoy it.
Love song was playing.
kind of sad because it made me think of you. I don't wonder how you're doing, but I wish I didn't care, cause I gave you all I had and got the worst of you. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found. Without you around, I've been doing just fine. Except for every time I hear that song. Break your heart when you watch my smile fading. Did it ever cross your mind that one day the tables would be turned? You told me the best revenge will be a life well lived, and the strongest one that holds would be the hardest one to earn. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found. Cause without you around, I've been doing just fine. Except for every time I hear that song. Ooh. Oh, anytime I hear that song. Things unsaid between us, there were things you never told. Now that's twice you broke my heart now. The first was way back when, and to know you're still unhappy only makes it break again. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found. Without you around, I've been doing just fine. By the way, I forgive you. I never will forgive you for giving me what I found. Without you around, I've been doing just fine. Except for every time I hear that song.
Julie Richardson's Golden Country Radio Show. That was a song called Every Time I Hear That Song by Brandi Carlile. And that's my rendition. I had a listener ask me if these were songs I was actually singing because they weren't sure it was actually me. And that was definitely me singing. And all of the songs that you hear, other than the person that I interview, these are my songs. I'm singing them. That's kind of the purpose of this radio show, to share with you my music from all the different genres that I've done, but especially country, as well as the music from my Higher Ground band here in Denver, Colorado. And that's Rachel Sefton that we're going to be interviewing. She's with my band, the Higher Ground, and she has been with me the longest of any of the members in the band. And we're going to be interviewing here in a few minutes. But yes, this is definitely me singing. So everything you hear, other than the ones that I tell you, are other people that I'm interviewing. Those are my songs, and I'm happy to share them with you, and I hope you enjoy them. If you do enjoy them, if you click on my website, it's julierichardsonmusic.com. You can see not only my CDs and all my number ones and my platinum records, and also my book that I wrote about John Hobbs out of Tennessee. So I hope you'll take time to click on julierichardsonmusic.com. And I also want to thank my sponsor for this evening. It's Cast Iron Tavern here in Golden. It's Bob and Stephanie are the owners. And I know with the virus, they've been through a lot of hardships. And they're doing a lot of takeout and have wonderful food, wonderful atmosphere. They have a great patio. And it's called Cast Iron Tavern. It's here in Golden, and they are sponsoring me this evening. If you'd like to sponsor me for a show, give me a jingle or email me at waitinthetruck, W-A-I-T, in the truck, waitinthetruck at msn.com, and I will be sure to sign you up to be a sponsor. I'd really appreciate it. It keeps my radio show going. The next song I'd like to play for you is actually a song from my Higher Ground band. This one is called Black Horse in a Cherry Tree, and I want you to pay attention to the background singing because this is the talent of Rachel Sefton with me on this song, and it's just a catchy tune, and I was just so lucky to have her in my shows and a good friend of mine. So this is called Black Horse in a Cherry Tree.
Woo-hoo! Me better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey there, lady, will you marry me? For a beat or two. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Now I won't come back cause it's oh so happy. Now I've got a haul for the world to see.
Had a lot of good people, a lot of good memories, a lot of good times, and you know, of course, we're not doing much with the virus and everything, but we're still staying in touch, and we're still working on our music. We can't wait to hit it again next year. But I can't say enough about Rachel Sefton. She is a Colorado girl, and she used to be a Tennessee girl, so she's kind of like a Tennessee girl living in a Colorado world at this time. And I'd like to bring her on and introduce you to Rachel Sefton.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel. You're live on the air.
How are you?
Good. Isn't this fun?
It is. It's so good to talk to you after not being able to see you all these months.
I know. I've been hiding away in quarantine, self-quarantine, and I was thinking I was on my 506th or 7th meal at home straight. I becoming a hermit, but I love this radio show because it gets me out there and it keeps me in touch with friends like you.
It's been amazing to be able to hear your music, to hear our band's music. I miss everyone so much.
I do too. I sent out an email. I was like, I'm just checking in on everybody, make sure we're all still alive, keeping those links going. And we have a good group, you know. I don't think people really realize the chemistry that we do have in this group. And I was mentioning earlier that you've been with me the longest, and we've actually been friends and went through some tough times, you know, through Aspen Academy that we worked at. I'll probably get, you know, get dinged for dinging Aspen Academy. But, you know, we worked there together as teachers and became good friends. And when I found out you had a Tennessee background and I had just came back from Tennessee, and it's like we immediately hit it off, and I was just super excited to have you as my friend. And you're so talented. You totally could have your own band on your own and, you know, take the role by storm.
Aww.
So I'm very lucky to share the stage with you. I tell you, we have so much fun up there.
We have a blast. So much fun.
You remember when I got bruises from hitting the tambourine too hard my first time doing Proud Mary with you? So just for our listeners.
Oh, my
goodness, that
was hilarious. It's a workout up there.
It is. I have four guitars and I know four chords. And then I bought myself a tambourine. I borrowed Roger Hughes's for a while. And then, you know, but I got so into that song when you were singing it that I literally came away. My hand was swollen and black and blue from beating the tambourine so hard. So,
it's a good song. It gets people up and dancing.
It is, and we're going to play it in a minute, but I just want the listeners to learn more about you because the show's not just about me. It's about sharing the talent of people that you don't necessarily know they exist, but they're more talented than some of the headliners out there. You just have to dig a little bit to see, you know, that there's people out there living normal, everyday lives. I don't know. Your life's not normal. You stay pretty busy, but, you know, there's people with high talent out there that just didn't get the record contract yet or what have you, but they should tune into your music because you're extremely talented. So I want them to know more about you. So especially, like, I'm interested in the Tennessee stuff.
Oh, well, it started, I did begin here in Colorado, believe it or not, born in Denver, but I wasn't here very long. I was only a year old when my parents and brother and I started moving around, but we did end up in Tennessee, I guess when I was 7 or so, and that's when I started singing. My first solo on stage was in an elementary school talent show, and when we first moved to Tennessee, I think I said to my parents, I don't have to start liking country music, do I? This is so crazy.
That's
now that I'm in a country cover band with you. But they said, no, you don't have to. And when I entered that talent show, it was Fun in the 50s, and there was all kinds of rock and roll from the 50s, but they really wanted somebody to do Patsy Cline's Crazy. And of all the kids who auditioned, they said, we think that you can do it. Would you please do it? And I said, I've never heard it, but I guess I'll try. And
yeah.
So I learned it and did it, and I was one of maybe two kids in the whole show who actually sang live and didn't lip sync to a track. So that was my first performance on stage, was Patsy Cline's Crazy. And then I got into community theater with Pull Tight Players in Franklin, south of Nashville. Church choir. Every time I've had an opportunity to sing in a church choir, I've been in one. High school musicals, college student group a musical, and got back into community theater at Pull Tight and Spring Hill. But then karaoke circuits.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ton of time there. Entering contests. You and I have done that here in Golden.
And I lost.
And then,
I have to tell my listeners that I lost. Did you tell everybody that? We did karaoke at the Apex Tavern in Golden. And I went with two friends. Rachel was one of them. And they, I got up and I did Bobby McGee. I killed myself. I was so proud of myself. I sat down with a big old chip on my shoulder.
Oh, you are amazing, as usual.
Oh, thank you. I'll pay you later. But remember, I sat down. I just had my chin up in the air, thought I'd had this. And I think I made the lady mad because, you know, I don't know.
He
I was demanding that I sing Bobby McGee next. And so anyway, you get up and Joe gets up and I lost. Just for the record, I lost. And you guys won, and I loved it.
And, well, here's the reason why. You were the one with the guts to go ask, when are the winners going to be announced? Because we were all getting tired.
Oh, I know. We were getting exhausted.
The DJ decided, well, since she asked, she's not going to win.
Yeah, and she was also had a big old tip jar. Remember, she had a tip jar, and everybody that was tipping her got to go next. And I'm so cheap, you know. I never.
And they made us wait longer.
Yes, and I kept having to wait longer because every time I asked, I swear she would say, another 3 minutes. But anyway, sorry, I digress. But that was just one of my favorite memories of our times together. But yes, karaoke.
Oh, yeah. Well, but it was another teacher colleague of mine. I tell you what, if you think, talking to everybody out there, if you think teachers are boring, we have a lot of fun behind the scenes.
That's right, we have to.
Martin Luther King Academic Magnet School in Nashville, Tennessee. We have some real rockers and Stephen Doris in the math department. He had his own band, Steamboat. And I went to see his band
Facebook
play.
Oh, is this on Facebook, the Steamboat and the Face Melt or something like that?
Yes. So when I saw his band perform, I thought, whoa, I want to do what he's doing. And so I asked him, he didn't have any female singers in his band. I asked him after that show, I sing too. Is there any way that I could possibly sing with your band sometime? And he said, sure. And so then I got to sing with Steamboat on some of their gigs. And that's what finally got me to transition out of the karaoke circuit into the live band circuit in Nashville. And then we started playing some fundraisers at the school for various teams. Like, he was coaching cross country and track. And of course, they're always needing money. They're always needing money. And it was a huge hit. We called those Face Melts. Because we're rocking so hard. That's the reference. And we had a wonderful sound engineer because my husband, Aaron Sefton, he is trained. He has a degree from MTSU in Murfreesboro, a wonderful program there. And he co-owned a recording studio for several years with our good friend Daniel Rice. He still has it, Gravity Boots Recording, if anyone in Nashville is listening. And
recording.
He's a good engineer recording in Nashville. And then Aaron runs Live Sound still, if you need that, out here in the Denver area. But
I know a few times the Higher Ground Band could have used some live help. Like at Lulu,
yeah,
when we bought a brand new mixer. and he was sitting in the audience, and I thought, how much money would it take to get him up to help me? Because I was about to get tomatoes thrown at me that evening by Lulu's.
It's hard to juggle it all, and not all of the venues will allow our young children inside. We learned the hard way one night.
Yes, we learned it the hard way, didn't we? But I'll tell you.
So we have to figure that out.
I know you came into the country band. My Higher Ground Band, you came in kind of kicking and screaming because I know your true love is not country. You can't hide it, but you're just talented no matter what you sing. And I know there's some songs you're like, oh, did I have to sing that? But you've done Our Path to Find for us. And, you know, you've done an amazing job with several of the songs that we've done, but it's kind of been kicking and screaming. But I know that, you know, you've warmed up to it and you're so talented. But this next song, it was like your true personality comes out in this. So if you'll hang on, I want our listeners to hear Proud Mary, the song that I bruised my hand on the tambourine, and that brings out your true character. So hold on the line. I'll bring you back on. But we got to play Proud Mary for everybody.
All right.
You know, I get the feeling that every now and again, you want to hear something from us, nice and easy. But you see, we never ever do anything nice and easy. We always do things nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of the song, and we're going to do it nice. And then we're going to take the end and do it rough. That's how we do Proud Mary.
That's a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost one minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on.
was. Now you know why my hand was bruised doing that song, and I did the doo 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 doo. And as and when we're live, I'm doing rolling, rolling. But I cannot sing harmony to save my life, so that's about the best I could do. But I tell you, we have a great band. It was Bill Rich on keys. We have John Defoe on that recording as our drummer. We had Roger Hughes as our lead guitarist. Jack Ryder came in and did the bass for us. And Rick Gottschalk he's on steel and rhythm and you name it. And so anyway, we have a great band. And then you add Rachel Sefton to that mix. And we were just getting rolling literally before this virus took over. That is your true love, I can tell. But what I want to know, what is your favorite song to sing ever? Like, mine is Me and Bobby McGee, if anyone asks me.
Oh.
It's like, I have to do every show, I got to do Me and Bobby McGee. What's your favorite song ever to sing?
Ever is probably Aretha Franklin's Think.
Ooh, that's right. I've seen you
with
perform
Freedom.
That.
Yeah.
And
that's
got
to be it. I think some of my family and friends knew that answer before I said it.
I'm sure they're going, think. Yeah, think. I'm telling you, you almost do it better than Aretha Franklin. I'll be struck by lightning for saying that, but I seriously think you do it better than she does. I would love to get you into FTM Studios. FTM Studios here, as soon as this thing lifts with Steve, and like just like you have at it with some of these songs, it would be so much fun to put together a CD and, you know, and have you do that, because there's just so much depth to your talent. I don't think people realize it.
Thank you.
Well, and too, you gotta tell people, I keep saying Dr. Rachel Sefton, and I'm not talking about like a doctor on the front lines with the COVID and all that, but you're on the front lines.
No.
You are on the front lines teaching, though. So is your doctorate in math, or is it something specific before I mess up?
Close. Math education. Is the official degree, so it's not exactly pure mathematics, but I do have 3 degrees in math education, all from Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, and so I have the PhD that gave me that doctor title, and so my students do call me Dr. Sefton, or Doc for short,
Doc.
And we are navigating new waters here with remote learning, and I've been learning a lot, trying to teach through the screen, doing the very best I can, and making it work.
At a college level,
safe.
Right? I mean, you're not.
Yes, at the Community College of Denver, downtown.
Wow. Well, yeah. And I'm in awe, because I can't even seem to balance my checkbook. I have to go to the ATM like every other day just to see if I have money. And then I'm like, okay, I'm good. But,
you're good.
I didn't do so hot in math. I will not lie. That is why I took the history route in school, and I taught history, but I had to take quantitative mathematical reasoning and skills, and I had to have like 3 tutors, and it stressed me out. I don't have that analytical mind like you do. So my kudos to you. That's incredible.
Oh, but you have so many other talents. Oh my gosh, you are a Renaissance woman.
Thank you. I just
with
don't think
history,
we have the time
with
on the
Spanish,
show to go over them all.
With the equestrian training and the singing. What a woman.
Singing. I love the singing. I'll tell you, that's where my heart is for sure. I just, when we're up there and we're able to perform, you know, that's me. I mean, I have a lot of different things, and my golden thread has always obviously been education, but my heart is in the music, and I cannot wait to get our Higher Ground band back out there. I'm trying to highlight some of our stuff here on the show. They get to hear me, they get to hear the Higher Ground band, and they get to learn about wonderful talented people like yourself, and I'm just so thankful that you're willing to come on and interview and be part of it. And if people want to hear your music and have the download, they can contact me at waitinthetruck@msn.com, and I will make sure that you get the songs and Rachel gets her share and all that. So anyway, I just appreciate you being here, and tune in.
My pleasure.
I want to play one last song that you sang. And again, I want you to get back in the studio as soon as we can, and like let's get some more stuff out there, because I know there's a lot of songs you sing for our band and you sing live when we do our shows that we just haven't been able to get into the recording studio to get out there. So that will be my goal. And in the meantime, I just want you guys to stay well and, you know, take care of that family of yours. They're amazing.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to play My Church by Rachel Sefton. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Julie.
I cussed on a Sunday, I cheated and I lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times, but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn off the dial.
MSN.com, and we'll make sure we hook you up with some of her great, great songs. So thank you, Rachel. I appreciate it. I want to mention my sponsor once again. This is the Cast Iron Tavern here in Golden. Bob and Stephanie are the owners, and it's right here by my house. They have wonderful food, a great patio, live music. We've played there before with the Higher Ground Band, but I just wanted to bring attention to them. I know they could use the support if you're here in Denver or here in the Golden area. You know, a takeout, even if you don't want to eat in the restaurant like me, just take out and so forth. So anyway, so shout out to the Cast Iron Tavern. I'd like to play a song that I did a long time ago. It's Alanis Morissette. It's called Ironic. I hope you enjoy it. It's me singing Ironic.
La, ha, ha. La. Turned 98, he won the lottery.
Chardonnay. The death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like praying. planet all at the stars, but you and I live in each other's heart. We may be oceans away, you feel my love, I hear what you say. No truth is ever a lie, I stumble and fall, but I give you.
Just a few friends. just a few friends.
Looks at 40 with Roger Hughes on guitar. This is Julie Richardson. You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. And I want to also mention friends of mine in Lakewood, Terry and Glenda Dwyer. I know they're listening in. I appreciate your support and I appreciate your friendship more than you'll ever know. So thank you for listening in. I also want to mention Johnny's Restaurant. They are in Tennessee in Music Valley across from the Grand Ole Opry, and their patio tonight opened at 4 p.m. They have great drink specials. They're open every week, Thursday through Sunday, and they have a brand new menu, brand new vibe. And I hope you'll go and you will eat at Johnny's Restaurant and drink at Johnny's and hang out there. And you can say if you've done that, you've done the best part of Nashville. So a shout out to Johnny's Restaurant. The next song I'd love to play for you is a song that goes out to all those dealing with COVID right now, which is all of us. And it's called I Will Survive. And this is my song that I did years ago. It's a Gloria Gaynor song. I think you'll recognize it. So I Will Survive.
At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong and I learned how to get along. And now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. You just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh no, not I will survive. For as long as I know how to love, well I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. Now I hold my head up high and you see me, somebody new. I'm not that chained up little person still in love with you. And so you felt like dropping in and just expect me to be free. Now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door. You just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with goodbye? You think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh no, not I. I will survive.
me with goodbye. You think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. For as long as I know how to love, well, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I'll survive. I will survive. I will survive.
That was me, Julie Richardson, singing Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive years ago. It's always a song that pumps you up. I remember singing that in Maine when I worked at a summer camp, and I surprised everybody and got on stage and sang that, and we were all feeling pretty homesick by the end of the summer, and I sang that, and it just was just a fun song. So I'm glad to share again my music with you every week on Thursdays, 30 to 7:30, right here on Golden Country Radio Show. And I want to just, again, tell you how much I appreciate those people listening in. I know my mom is listening in, my Aunt Linnea, Chris, and Uncle Ron in San Rafael, California. Dan and Harriet always listen in, and Renee, Franiok, and so on. And all those friends that I know and my band listens in. I appreciate the support more than you'll ever know. And hopefully you'll tune in each week. And next week we will be sharing more of my music that is not necessarily country, and also answering some of your questions as you tune in, and you've written me a lot of questions. I have a line of questions that people want to know more about me, and I'll be happy to share. So again, thanks again to Rachel Sefton, Dr. Rachel Sefton tonight, for entertaining us. And check out my website, julierichardsonmusic.com. And thanks again. Be safe out there and stay well, and before you know it, we'll be back to normal. And hope you have a good night. I'm going to leave you with this song that Roger Hughes and I did. It's called Don't Let the Old Man In.
Don't let the old man in. I want to live this solo. Knocking on my door, and I knew all of my life that someday it would end. Get up and go outside, don't let the old man in. Many moons I have lived, my body's weathered and worn. Ask yourself, how old would you be if you didn't know the day you were born? Try to love on your wife, stay close to your friends, toast each sundown with wine, don't let the old man in. My body's weathered and worn. Ask yourself, how old would you be if you didn't know the day you were born? When he rides up on his horse, feel that cold, bitter wind. Look out your window and smile. Don't let the old man. Don't let the old man in.